Attention to orders. The Defense Meritorious Service Medal is awarded to John W. Davis. Major John W. Davis, United States Army, distinguished himself by exceptionally meritorious service as Chief, Emergency Actions Branch, Operations Division, Commander, Special Missions Unit, Chief, Fixed Systems Division, and Deputy Commander, Audiovisual Unit, White House Communications Agency, from 23 August 1990 to 31 August 1994. Major Davis's exceptional leadership was a key factor in successfully meeting short fuse presidential requirements. He oversaw the design of an audiovisual roll-around cart, which enabled quick response to the president's Oval Office addresses to the nation on Desert Shield and Desert Storm. He directed the inventory and maintenance of communications to the president's house in Kennebunkport after severe storm damage. Major Davis directed the technical assistance for the White House contingency planners, resulting in rapid dissemination of critical communications plans to the Department of Defense and federal agencies. He coordinated implementation of two new special missions and a total revamping of the emergency broadcast system. He incorporated test conference scenarios with the National Military Command Center into presidential training trips, increasing switchboard operator and officer proficiency. As a presidential communications officer, Major Davis directly supported the communications needs of the president on 31 stateside and 6 overseas trips, totaling 287 days of temporary duty. The distinguished accomplishments of Major Davis culminate a distinguished career in the service of his country and reflect great credit upon himself, the United States Army, and the Department of Defense.
It's a little warm. You can take a seat, please. White House Communications Agency, Washington, D.C., presented to John W. Davis in recognition of outstanding performance and duty with this organization serving the President of the United States, given this 31st day of August 1994, almost there. Thanks, sir. Okay, give me that back. John W. Davis, 23 August 90, 31 August 94. You ready for this?
I'm ready for that, sir.
Okay. Certificate of retirement. From the Armed Forces of the United States of America, to all who shall see these presents, greetings. This is to certify that Major John W. Davis, Signal Corps, having served faithfully and honorably, was retired from the United States Army on the first day of September, 1994.
Signed by
the
chief.
Sir. You want that, huh?
Yes, sir.
Will Commander Simmons please come forward?
I guess this is one of the benefits for working directly for the boss. Certificate of Appreciation for Service in the Armed Forces of the United States, Major John W. Davis, Signal Corps, I extend to you my personal thanks and a sincere appreciation of our nation for your honorable service. You helped to maintain the security of the United States of America with devotion to duty that is in keeping with the proud tradition of our armed forces. I honor your service and respect for the commitment and loyalty you've displayed over the years. My best wishes to you for happiness and success in the future. Bill Clinton, Commander-in-Chief.
Susan? Come on up here. You can't get away. Department of the Army, certificate of appreciation to all who shall see these presents. Greetings. This is to certify that Susan K. Davis, on the occasion of the retirement of her husband from active status with the United States Army, has earned grateful appreciation for her own unselfish, faithful, and devoted service. Her unfailing support and understanding helped to make her husband's lasting contribution to the nation. Not my choosing, but sincere thanks on behalf of all of us. Thank you very much, Paul.
At this time, Sergeant Kirkpatrick will present Mrs. Davis with a bouquet of flowers.
John has, let's see, you've been through four ops officers. I guess I'm the fourth one too. So he's been in and out of the OEOB a lot of times during his stay here at Waco to see a whole bunch of different ops officers. John W. Davis, Chief Emergency Actions, White House Communications Agency, 23 August 90 to 31 August 94. With sincere thanks and best wishes.
Thanks again.
And I have one more, too, for him. This one is really from his peers, but it has that much to do with it. Although, I mean, most of you probably know I'm getting ready to retire this fall. And I figure John's only done half a career. So his peers, comparatively, his peers said that since he's only doing half a career, that instead of getting a regular shadow box with a flag in it, that they're giving him a do-it-yourself kit. I mean, he's going to have to find some more pieces that match, because not all of them match. See, I think it has a flag in it. It has a flag. So, John, that'll give you something to do before you start work is do it yourself, shadow box. No, really, the truth is there's a shadow box coming, and it hadn't been completed yet, but the guys that were before you wanted you to have that. So
as the director of presidential contingency programs, I probably don't know all of you personally, but let me tell you, I feel honored to be able to be out here, because if there are any real superstars around the White House, it's the people in the communications business, because you make magic happen every time. And I don't get a chance to work with all of you, but I get a chance to do a lot of the planning. John is part of our family over at the new executive office building. John is there at the end up, and if he comes home and acts quirky at night and says strange things, it's because the guys up there just wash his mouth out with soap and be all right. You'll get there as time goes by. Behind everything you do out there, punching the buttons and allowing the president to talk to whoever he needs to talk to, no matter where he is in the world, in all three of his roles as head of state, chief executive, and commander in chief, are a multitude of highly classified plans, contingency plans. And that's what we do for a living. And that's what this guy does as an integral part. And in formally recognizing his contributions, let me tell you, he's just not an outstanding Signal Corps officer. But John is a personal friend. And he's the kind of guy that regardless of what's going on, he'll lean across the table, and if it's not going right, he'll tell you in no uncertain terms, no, you ought not to do it that way. And, you know, you've been around as long as I have, you ought to listen to people that are experts in their field. And we do. So we want to present this plaque to Major John W. Davis, USA, with appreciation for your support to Presidential Contingency Programs, White House Military Office. And there are a few of the toys that behind the scenes we play with on this thing. And I agree with what Colonel Haas says. Retirements are always painful, especially for people like us, because it reminds us of our mortality wearing a uniform. John,
thanks, sir. Appreciate it.